Hare Krishna. Today's Bhagavatam class, Ajamil gave vent to his disappointment and frustration as to how he fell victim to the material energy. How he became like a dancing dog in the hands of a woman, and vowed that now I'm going to give this up. And then the interesting thing is, which is the main theme of the class in Hungarian, was that he says, now I'm going to become a friend to everyone, a well-wisher, and practice Krishna consciousness very seriously. And the thrust of Srila Prabhupada's purport was that someone who takes the responsibility to actually be a well-wisher. Well-wisher means you don't just wish somebody well, it means you do those things that actually brings them auspiciousness. Bringing auspiciousness to others means that you give them Krishna consciousness. And he points out that when someone preaches, someone takes the responsibility of distributing Krishna consciousness to others, he says this is some substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. He says that that devotee, that person enjoys the special protection of Krishna. And he never falls down. Very, very encouraging words, encouraging statements. The interesting and, of course, natural development in Ajamil's, in this two verses, Ajamil's statements are, is that as he's going from the glorification of the Lord's holy name, he naturally comes to the conclusion that he should give Krishna consciousness to others. Thakur Bhaktivinoda also said, Jivadoya Krishna Nam. If one is chanting Hare Krishna properly, then naturally within his heart, Krishna's desire will become manifest. Yaidam Paramam Guyam Madhbhakteshu Abhidasyati. When we chant Hare Krishna, then we ask Krishna, please engage me in your service. And Krishna's in our hearts, and he's telling us, fine, then go out and distribute books, then go and do Harinam, then go preach. That's the service. Otherwise, chanting, but not responding to the message that we get from the chanting. That is the business of Kanishna Adhikaris, and repeatedly points out that there are these two types of Vaishnavas. In this case, Adhikari really means qualification. What is your qualification for being recognized by Krishna, for making spiritual advancement? If you chant Hare Krishna, your qualification is based upon the way that you chant. If you just chant Hare Krishna, but if all you do is chant Hare Krishna, and practice devotional service on your own, then your qualification is the quality, the strength of your own devotional practices, austerities, and so on. On the other hand, if you preach Krishna consciousness, you give Krishna consciousness to others, then your qualification is not kanishta, it's not small, but rather it becomes either madhyam or uttam. You get a greater qualification. Srila Prabhupada would say that if you want to be recognized by Krishna, then preach. In other words, the recognition, a higher recognition, a higher qualification for advancing in Krishna consciousness comes from preaching. And that's why Srila Prabhupada emphasized that so much in this verse. In this purport to this verse, Srila Prabhupada is also saying that the devotees practice Krishna consciousness and distribute it. This is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. So both of these things really need to be there. And then we can rest assured that we have the best chance at going back to God, have the best chance at ourselves becoming Krishna conscious by taking the responsibility of giving Krishna consciousness to others. It's a very wonderful process, and we shouldn't miss out on it. So when devotees take responsibility, when they take on the hardship and difficulty, let me use the example of book distribution, which is the best way of all preaching methods to become recognized by Krishna. Why? Because it's the most austere, it's the most demanding. There are many reasons. One may go to some preaching program, sit nice and comfortably in someone's home, warm home, while devotees are standing in the cold on the street. Here people have already come who have some type of inclination towards Krishna consciousness. They're ready to hear, whereas the book distributor has to stop people from scratch. He may be moved along by the police or being thrown in jail. Some people are very inimical. Some people are very friendly, carrying a book bag around, standing on his feet all day long. Anyone who's done it knows the austerity involved. And so in this way, the more responsibility, more austerity we take on behalf of Krishna, then Krishna not only recognizes, but is Prabhupada here states, Krishna actually gives protection to a devotee. What does it mean that he's giving protection? Shastra states that if a Vaishnava sees the face of a materialist, then he should immediately close and all, jump into the river and take a bath. What kind of life would that give us? Obviously, either our temples are built inside a swimming pool or something, and we don't go anywhere, we don't talk to anyone. But yet at the same time, we do have to talk to people. And not only are we just talking to people, but we're also interacting with them closely. When we interact closely with someone, we share their karma. We are involved in their lives. When we stop someone and take a book, says, what do you do? Where do you come from? Oh, really? In other words, we sympathize with them, and that naturally draws us into their nature, draws us into their life, and it opens us up for being subjected to their energy. But no, Krishna gives us that protection. We're taking that risk on Krishna's behalf. So Krishna gives protection to Vaishnava, what to speak of. Looking at the face of a materialist, whether we're shaking their hands, patting them on the back, hearing about their stories, trying to rescue them from the material world, why do we keep doing these things? And of course, that doesn't mean that we neglect our own spiritual practices. Krishna gives special protection. And not only he gives special protection, but he gives special recognition. And that special recognition means that the goshtanandi, or the person who's absorbed in preaching and giving Krishna consciousness, he's considered to be a more elevated Vaishnava. And for that reason, Srila Prabhupada would say that those Vaishnavas who do nothing but ring bell in the temple, who engage in worship of the deity, but who don't preach, while that is also required, and it's certainly an important aspect of Krishna consciousness, they should also give respect and recognition to those other devotees who are going out and risking themselves and taking on so much burden and austerity on behalf of spreading Krishna consciousness, giving Krishna consciousness to others. The other example that Srila Prabhupada gives is just like soldiers in the war. There are so many people who are involved in the war effort. The cooks back home who are cooking food, which is then canned, and the soldiers eat that. If they don't have food to eat, then how can they fight? But still, it's the soldiers who get the decoration. It's the soldiers who are called the heroes. Everyone recognizes that the others also participate in the war effort. But still, special recognition is given to the soldiers. So similarly, special recognition to the book distributors and special recognition to the full-time preachers. We should always give them that type of respect, and we should also personally take responsibility in the same way, even if it's not full-time. But Srila Prabhupada said that at least part-time, sometime, devotees should go out on book distribution so that they can also share in the nectar of being recognized by Krishna and personally experience what it means to bring people straight off the street into the path of devotional service. That's it for today, and getting ready for a busy day. Tomorrow is our festival here in Budapest. That's even busier day yet. Hare Krishna.